The book Hebrews, part 29. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information, any book, maybe, books, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, which I have a couple of copies left available, please contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's a +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies. Send this link to your friends and family and all your dear ones. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a writing pad. Why? Because we are busy with Bible study. Welcome, very welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that the study will be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. The creation of the Son of Yahushua. Now we are at Genesis 1 verse 14. We're going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. And I actually asked you to go further. Now, and Yahweh said, let there be light in the affirmative of the heaven. Firmament. Now, I ask a question. He says, and it was day, it was evening and it was morning. How can an evening occur and a morning if there's no sunlight? Have you worked that one out? Come on. Have you worked that one out? Because only now the sun, the lights, well, the Bible says the lights, is going to be created. That will determine day and night. You see, in the first 3 days, there was no need for a sun. But the sun and the stars and the moon will have their effect. Because what does the moon effect? The sea. The high tide and the low tide of the sea is created by what? The moon's position. Now there was no waters that were separated. And then they were separated. And then only there were sea, but the sea was just standing still. There was no high tide and low tide. But from now on, it's going to be a morning, an evening, and a morning. So the first 3 days, as I understand in this, my spirit, and through the Ruach, because Yahweh is almighty, even Moses could not explain this. Because if he says it was evening and it was morning the first day, evening, morning the second day, evening, morning the third day, you can't have it if there's no sun and moon. Just logic. Common sense. But with Yahweh, as the Son Yahushua was in his mind when he spoke heaven, when he created heaven and the angels, there was no Yahushua. But he had the Son already in his mind. That's why he says he was the blueprint. He was the drawing, the prototype. He had it in his mind. You remember when I explained to you, when you build a house, or when you bought your land, and you don't put in your pegs and everything, you're going to change it, it's in your mind. Every night you're changing it, in your mind. You already painted that house 20 different colors, in your mind. Now, in the mind of Yahweh, there was already evening and morning. Although he hasn't spoken, it was there. And for him, in order to get the creation into place, it's the only way it could have functioned, because there was no sun and no moon. So according to knowledge, you need sun and moon to have light and day. But with Yahweh, he does not need it. He had it in his mind. It was his prototype already. Do you have that? And this is what makes our religion, as born again Yahwist Christians, as the Catholics call themselves and the church world Christians, different to Hinduism and Islam. And, well, Islam also works by faith, because not one of them has seen Allah. So it's also a question of faith. How do we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, function? Hebrews 1 says, the faith. We work, we function through the faith. Not one has seen Yahushua. Not one of us has seen any of the miracles he did. Not one of us has seen him walking on water. Not one of us has seen him raising Lazarus from the dead. But when we speak about all these things, the guy that was leprous, he had leprosy, and he just spoke the word. He healed the blind and the deaf. We haven't seen it. It has happened 2,000 years ago. But to us, as Yahwist, or part of the bride of Yahushua, when we speak about these things, we experience it as if it has happened yesterday. Yesterday. Brand new. It is brand new. Now, what makes me believe is brand new? What made me to believe it in such a way that I will, that I'm prepared to die for it, for the gospel of Yahushua, as the apostles did, and many, many others. 150 million Christians, Yahwists, and Hebrew people were murdered in the Dark Ages by the Catholic Church. They died for their faith, not accepting pagan gods and participating in pagan rituals. They died for it. That was called the Dark Ages. Today they try to write it out of the history books, but they can't, because the history books is written with the blood of martyrs, of the righteous, the bride of Yahushua. And that's why Revelation 17 verse 5 verse 6 says, she has a muck full of blood. Who? The Babylonian home, all mother, sitting on the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns, which is the bride of Yahushua, who is the apostles, those that were slaughtered like cattle for the gospel of Yahushua. So what is this? This is faith. We have not seen Yahushua. We have not seen a miracle like that. But in our lives, when we speak about our religion, it's faith that makes us believe in something that we've never seen. The Buddhists, they have their Buddha, he's just dead. Oh, he can't speak. He's made out of concrete. Just sit there. The doves and the birds sit there and they just let go. And it's all messy. And your God, he's full of bird mess. You take a hose pipe and you wash him off, and you take a broom with soap and you wash him, your God. I'm just saying. What makes our Elohim different? What makes Yahushua different? Faith. Faith. And this is what makes the book of Genesis reality. It's when we look it in faith. We read it and we believe it. Why? It's faith. It happens here, in my soul's dimension. We have never seen that Satan will cast out of heaven, but we believe it by faith. And faith is not something that we see. It's something that we practically can touch. That's faith. We call the things that is or is not as if they were. We call the things that is not as if they were, as if I can see it, as if I can touch it. Come on. This is faith. So when the Bible says it was evening or this morning, first day, second day, Thursday, we believe that by faith, that the Father Yahweh had it in his mind. This is a teaching on his own. He had it in his mind already. He thought about it. He moved on it as if it were. Yeah, but it says in the second day that there were trees and the seedlings, and it was all in his mind. It was all there. That's faith. He knew the moment that the sun will be there, because trees and everything, nothing can grow without sunlight. And Genesis 1 verse 3, it's not the sun. It's the son of Yahweh, who is Yahushua, who is the light, but unto the righteousness, righteous. We will see later on that this light was in the beginning, was Yahushua. You can already go read John 3 verse 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh. You can read that. It's the same Word. It's the same light. Because this verse 4 says, He was the light that came in the world to drive away darkness. We are coming to it. But let's stick here. Verse 14. So what do we need? We need faith to believe the 3 days, the creation of the 3 days. We need to accept that in faith. And if we can't accept that, you can quote your Bible and you can become a Buddhist or a Hindu or a whatever. And Yahweh said, let there be lights, plural. Now we're going to understand it better. In the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from night. Now we have darkness, which is the night. Because in Genesis 1, where did the Spirit of Yahweh dwell? In the darkness, on the waters. To divide the day from the night, and let there be signs, not a sign, plural, signs. For the seasons, there wasn't any seasons before this. Tell me, a fruit tree, does it need a season? If you have a peach tree, is there a season for that? Yes, definitely. If you have grapes, is there a season for grapes? Yes. If there's avocados, pears, is there a season? There's a season. So a season is basically 4 to 5 or 6 months of a year. Then you don't get that certain fruit. And I can make that list just as long as that. So let there be, and let that be for signs. And for seasons. Seasons so that the certain fruit, like a pear or a peach, can produce of its seed. You can put a seed of a peach tree in a tin, and you can try to grow it. If it's winter, it won't grow. But in the summer, it will grow. Why? Because it's his season. There's a season for everything. And this is the season for the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. The season of miracles, signs and wonders. What is the biggest sign and wonder to happen? Do you know? Is it when the crippled person can walk? Or a blind can see, or the deaf ears can open? Is that? No. It's when a sinner comes to repentance. It's the season of miracles. Because the Bible says there's a joy in heaven whenever one sinner comes to repentance. There's gladness in heaven when one sinner repents unto Yahweh. Sure. So this is the greatest miracle that can happen, is to have a soul saved. And that's why we are so important. Every one of us. We need to sow the seed of life. What I'm doing now? I'm sowing the seed of life. The one plants, somebody else will come and water the seed. And who gives the growth? Yahweh, our Elohim. Hallelujah. To divide the day from the night. Now he says, now he doesn't say the night from the day. The day from the night. Now it's changed around. Have you picked that up? I wonder how many people have picked that up. Every time he says, and it was evening, it was morning. Evening and morning. And now he says, he divided the day from the night. Now what I'm going to do, because we still need to talk about this, I'm going to stop right here. Take your Bible, continue reading. With the information you have now, it should become more easier, understandable. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha, Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.